I will bless you with all my heart. Genesis, chapter 27, verses 25 to 28. Let us turn to a book of Genesis, chapter 17, verses 25 to 28. Then he said, My son, bring me some of your game to eat, so that I may give you my blessing. Jacob brought it to him and he ate, and he brought some wine and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, Come here, my son, and kiss me. So he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you of heaven's dew and of earth's richness, an abundance of grain and new wine. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, who is here to give the very first time in 2016 to God in worship service. As you begin the new year, I hope all the blessings of God will be with you all. Whatever it is, the beginning is important. We need to put the first button well, so that buttons will be well until the very last. People need to have three kinds of good relationships. It is true grace and blessing to have these three kinds of good relationships. First of all, the relationships with people. It is a blessing to have good relationships with others. Secondly, it is about the relationship with material things. Human beings cannot live apart from materials. I bless you in this new year, so that you will have the proper relationship with material things given to you. Thirdly, it is about the relationship with God. It is a life relationship. When we have the right relationship with God, we have peace and happiness. In this new year, more than anything, I hope you will have these three kinds of good relationships, and in whatever you do, I hope you will prosper. Today's words are about the story of Isaac blessing Jacob. Verse 25 says, Then he said, My son, bring me some of your game to eat, so that I may give you my blessing. Jacob brought it to him and he ate, and he brought some wine and he drank. I will bless you with all my heart. The title of this sermon is the extract from the Bible itself. For the family sitting beside you or for the other fellow brothers and sisters in Christ sitting next to you, let us say to them, I will bless you with all my heart. For the people that are senior to you, I will bless you with all my heart, deacons, elders and alike. This year, bless the people that you come across like this. As I was preparing for this sermon, I thought about the story of Isaac blessing Jacob and I shouted this verse out so many times for our family in Christ. I will bless you with all my heart. Hallelujah! Just like hearts of parents that want to wish their children well, the heart of a pastor for the fellow church family is the same. A blessing in its original form in Hebrews comes from a word called barak. A word barak was used when it referred to when people believed in God well, when things were peaceful, when children were doing well, when they were healthy, when they were happy, when career pathways were promising. In other words, it referred to a blessing. Isaac told his son Jacob, I will barak you with all my heart, I will bless you with all my heart. I hope this New Year's time will be your time of barak, in other words, a time of blessing. Then, in this New Year, how should we live our lives? First of all, get closer to God. In verse 26, it says, Then his father Isaac said to him, Come here, my son, and kiss me. Being close to the father is a means of love. Isaac asked his son to come closer to him, so that he could bless his son Jacob. Let us live this year in vicinity of God. Let us draw closer to him this year. In Psalms, chapter 73, verse 28, it says, But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge, I will tell of all your deeds. A young child, when this child is far away from parents, accident tends to happen. It is dangerous and prone to have accidents. It is the same with our faith. Our hearts, our bodies, time and faith as well. I hope you will have a blessing of being closer to God this year. Let us live a life that has a good aroma on our clothes. Verse 27 says, "Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you." Clothes are about the external things. Aroma is a fragrance that is good and soothing. Our clothes need to permeate good aroma, too. In our lives, aroma of Jesus needs to be permeated. From our faces, language, actions, I hope you will permeate an aroma of Jesus this year. Isaac smelt the aroma from the clothes that his son was wearing, and confirmed that it was his son. Then he blessed his son by saying Barak. In this new year, hope you will permeate the aroma of Jesus in your home, work, at school, in your neighborhood and in the community, and that others will be able to realize that you belong to Jesus. Let us bless each other, so that the dews will come down from the heaven above. Verse 28 says, "But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds." The people of Israel had an agricultural culture back then like we did in the past. So if the dews did not come from heaven, in the Philistine desert area, they could not live. But when God gave them dews from heaven, even though it is a desert area, things became plentiful. So when Isaac blessed his son Jacob, he said that he hopes to get dews from heaven to bless him. That is right. The world that we live in is somewhat like a desert. Unexpected illnesses also come into our lives, and out of sudden, failures also devastate us. At times, our lives are so dry and withered like a desert. God needs to bless us with the dews of blessings from heaven. We cannot do it by force. So in verse 28, it says, "But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds." When Isaac blessed his son, he said, "God is dew from heaven." In your lives as well, I hope he will pour out heavenly blessings, dews of blessings, from above in this new year. Also, let us bless each other, so that we will be fruitful and plentiful, bountiful land. If God lets the dews of blessings to come down from heaven, even if it is a land like a desert, things will become plentiful. Your life this year will enjoy the dews of blessings from heaven, and your souls will enjoy the rich blessings. Your family's happiness will be restored, and your children, work, businesses will be immensely and richly blessed by God. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. Let us all stand up and pray together. Let us put our two hands on our hearts, and let us pray for our individual requests to God, whether these are about your faith, health, peace or everyday lives. Let us also hold hands together with the people next to you and pray together. For our families, faith, children and for our future, let us pray together. Also let us pray for our church, Yongun Church, and also for churches in Korea. Let us pray for our nation, our politics, economy, society and for reunification of South and North Koreas. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.